This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo. Thanks to Makita XGT, the professional choice for cordless convenience, unmatched performance and power without limits.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
Billy Brownless.
Every day.
Limo.
Is this moron number one?
The acoustics won't grow.
No. Put moron number two on the phone.
I thought the acoustics really complimented your voice.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working over time.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Happy hump day to one and all. We've got a massive show ahead of us. The hump day quiz, Bill.
Oh, popular.
Always some big prizes there. Yeah. In the hump day quiz. You don't want to miss that. Jack Graham from the Richmond Football Club will be joining us after 5 o'clock. We'll see what's going on down at Tigerland. Bill's joke, of course.
Yeah.
There's a T20 game happening today, Bill, in New Zealand.
In about 1 hour.
It's kicking off over there, so we'll give you a couple of little updates along the way. And it's a massive, massive news day in footy.
Mm.
And, Bill, you and I can't be trusted with these big news stories.
No,
so we're bringing an expert in.
Ademo Barrett.
Yes.
Haven't seen or heard from him for about a year.
Is he still around?
I think so. We'll find out in 13 minutes.
Okay. He's trim, tan and terrific, I think.
Oh, is he? All right.
He wouldn't be trim and he wouldn't be tanned and he wouldn't be terrific.
We'll have that little checklist going when we chat with him in about 10 minutes' time.
Funny old day, Limo. I reckon it's about 34 degrees as we speak right now. Bloody hot.
Yes.
Tomorrow, it's going to be 37. Then there's going to be rain later in the day. Wild weather. It's just strange.
And then is it like 20 or something on Friday?
Next day, whatever it is. Yeah. Friday, yeah. Just a weird.
Bloody four seasons in one day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, she was hot. I went down to G-Town, just had a look around there.
How was it?
Beautiful down there. Lovely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But good to see you too, Wabbits.
Billy Brownless.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. It's very good to be here.
All right, maybe we'll get stuck in here a little bit later.
That's his first ever footy show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't even sound like you.
No, the knackers hadn't dropped. I think you just did something to
it. I did not do anything to it.
Unfair edit.
What
no
year was that?
90.
Is that first year of the footy show?
Yeah, about second.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
92, you reckon?
92-ish, somewhere there. Got on there on the panel, too scared to say anything. You had Sam and Trev and everyone. They were all Eddie had used to yell at you. Any chance you blokes over there in the panel could ask a question? So Eddie had asked the first eight.
And then you'd dive in.
And you'd have your hand up.
You'd fight over the scraps.
So your mates with Jeremy Cameron. And then you go, that's a shit question. What would you ask? I'll tell you what I did have today, a chicken wrap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Time now for
it's Billy's All Sports Report.
Serious news off the top here.
Sure.
Okay, serious. Don't be funny.
No.
Anti-doping investigators have accused Joel Smith Melbourne Football Club of cocaine trafficking. That's the big news at the minute. Big news today.
That is a hell of an escalation.
I know, it is. It's on the front of the Herald Sun, and it's very serious. So we're going to talk to Damo next, hence why we have the great man on the line.
Because we want to get the update. And I've actually managed to find some exclusive audio.
Oh, no.
Bill. Now, I'm not.
where did you find this, Anthony?
I've got my sources.
All right. Have you heard this, Rap?
We still don't know what the truth is with this story. We're yet to find out. But have a list, see if there's any red flags here. This is a post-match interview with Joel Smith last year.
Smutter, first game under your belt. You must have enjoyed being back out there.
It's exciting. The run I was on was epic. I went here and I went there. Now what? Because I'm me. I'm different. I just have a different constitution. I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, I get tiger blood, man.
Tiger blood.
Well, tiger. I don't think that was Joel, to be honest.
you don't reckon?
Anyway, he's not allowed to train. He's not allowed to have anything to do with the Melbourne football program at the minute. So we'll see what happens there. Damo will be all over it, as he will be with the Tasmanian AFL team. Bit going on there, Limo.
Hey, before you get on that, by the way, Max Gawn will be on the Marty Sheargold show tomorrow morning. So make sure you're listening tomorrow morning, because they will be asking about Joel Smith as well to Max Gawn tomorrow on the Marty Sheargold show.
You're right. Thank you, Raps. The AFL is not backing away from its no stadium, no team condition for the new Tassie team. It's got political now. I think the election's in about a month's time. That will be interesting for the Tasmanian side.
March 23, I think the election, if the Labor get up, it's just not going to happen.
Well.
And if the Liberal Party get up, it's still got a bit of work to do.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, 10 years ago on the TV show Utopia.
Yes.
This was a storyline.
Your show on the ABC.
On the ABC 10 years ago, Bill. Kitty Flanagan and myself, our characters, were suggesting a stadium in Tasmania to Rob Sitch's character, which was clearly a ridiculous idea. Yeah. Here's us pitching it to Rob.
Well, we've been right through the report.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, thank you. It around with the folks upstairs, and it's pretty clear what Tassie is crying out for.
Loud and clear.
Do tell.
A new stadium.
That's 14th.
Well, it's not in order of priority.
I did the report. It's in order of priority.
But that's highlighted.
By you.
So 10 years ago you did this.
10 years ago we said it was a ridiculous idea on Utopia. Well, and here they are.
Exactly. Damo will tell us about that also. Yep. Hey, get on North Melbourne. The mighty Kangas, Rabsy. Let's
Kanga,
hear it.
Kanga, Kanga.
Roo, roo, roo.
Kanga, Kanga, Kanga. They had a nice win. 30-point win over Collingwood. By the way, Collingwood had about 12 premiership players just having a spell. Yeah. Nick Larkey, kick five. Good player,
good
Nick
job.
Larkey.
Oh, yeah, he can play.
And got some good kids, as we know.
Yeah.
McKercher was very good today. So that's good for North Melbourne. Collingwood, like, you can't take much out of practice.
No.
Games, okay?
No. Didn't they have, like, everyone over about 27 was sitting out today? Wasn't
too hot.
It was full of kids, yeah.
Too hot. Sam Walsh. Now, this is a worrying injury for me, for Sammy Walsh, who he's had back soreness. He had an operation last year. He started to step up the program and he's had to pull it back because the back's got sore. There's a nerve in there. So that's a worry because he is a genuine star, Sam Walsh.
Did you say in the finals he went to another level?
He did.
A bloke who steps up for big games. So yes.
Got some injuries.
Very important.
Very important runner, goal kicker. They got some injuries. Carlton, Jacob Wiedering won't play round one or two.
He won the Gary Ayres medal, which is the best player in the finals.
Well done. Where'd you read that? Oh, yeah, there.
Joey.
Jack Martin, of course, he's out for 2 or 3 weeks. Jack Silvani's out for the year, so they're starting to get a few injuries there.
They want to, because they are Carlton right in the window. They don't want any more injury issues.
No. Australia take on New Zealand in just under 1 hour.
Yep.
For the first of the three T20s, it's in Wellington. In the cake tin.
In the cake tin.
They call it the cake tin because
It's shaped like a cake tin?
Cake tin.
Yeah, right. Okay. I see where they got the name.
That'll be good. We'll be able to watch that live and give you all the score updates and everything.
I was hanging out for another T20 international game.
Another one.
Oh, God.
Well, at least it's not the West Indies. We're playing New Zealand. So that is all. Up next, Demo.
Yes.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and special guest host, Limo. Stream the show live or grab the daily podcast anytime. Just download the listener app, LASTNR.
It's a couple of massive stories kicking around in the AFL world. Limo, so we have to get the best in the business on the line.
We do indeed. So we go to Mitch. Triple M's very own newsbreaker.
Yes,
and
here he is.
Number one lover of the Hawthorn Football Club, Damien Barrett. Welcome to the show.
It don't go there, Limo.
Ireland's in the stream. How are you, Dame? I haven't seen of you. I haven't heard of you.
We've been laying low in each other's lives, haven't we, Fat? So how are you, Rapsy?
I'm going well, thank you, Damo. You're looking very trim, tanned, and terrific, and a nice beard.
I just got a photo of you, Damo. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the island's just hanging in there, by the way, which it has been for a while. You got your glasses. You got your glasses on, but you got a beard, and it's gone a bit grey down the bottom.
It goes very. I use the word silver, Bill, rather than grey, but it's almost white, though, isn't it? Really, when it's all said and done.
I like it.
No.
There you go.
No.
It looks very sharp. Mine goes a little grey as well.
It's already grey.
Makes you look smart.
I'm looking no. over here now. You don't we'll look go smart. With that. Now, what's going on with Joel Smith? Because this is big news and serious news.
Yeah, it is, Bill. And again, for those who haven't caught up with it specifically with what happened last night, we knew that as of last September, Sports Integrity Australia had detected cocaine in his system, weirdly enough, on a match day test. It was a late season game. It was not detected publicly, at least, or released publicly until after the completion of the Melbourne Finals series, but it was related to a game day infringement. Now, what happened yesterday was that there were additional charges yep. laid by Sports Integrity Australia made public, and they're serious, Bill. I mean, there's use of the word trafficking. Now, trafficking under a Sports Integrity Australia connotation has a different meaning to it in a police situation. I'll let people work out what I'm saying there. But
so, all right, Damo, if I text someone that to a mate and say, do you want something, is that's trafficking?
I would feel that would be a fair assessment, Bill, the way you've couched it, of what it could mean under this. Now, again, these are allegations. Yes, Joel Smith has got the right to defend them. Equally, Sports Integrity Australia's got the right to prosecute them, and so that will play out. But interestingly enough, too, there was another infringement announced publicly yesterday, and this one went way back to September of 2022. Again, there was possession of cocaine on that particular weekend where he was actually playing in a VFL final or VFL match and was actually a sub for the Melbourne senior team on the weekend in question. So Sports Integrity Australia has tacked on those allegations / charges and they were made public yesterday to the already established and known situation from last year. So a lot of problems now for Joel Smith in just how he wades himself through this. And as we know, with anything to do with Sports Integrity Australia, nothing is ever wrapped up quickly.
So has that possession allegation been sitting around since September 22 with someone, or was it just discovered now by them?
Getting into the minutiae of it here, Limo, and sometimes on these matters we're best not, but my take on it is, and I haven't fully checked this out, but my take on that is that getting access to his private information via the phone, which he did submit as part of the initial inquiry, I feel something may have been unearthed as a result of that. Now, that's just my take on it, having been said that I told that or passed that on today, but I haven't been able to absolutely verify that. But it does, I mean, I thought the same thing myself, and I did ask the question, why has this only come out now? And that was how it was put to me. But again, that may well be not quite as to how it happened. But yeah, again, it was after the initial breach that was raised by Sports Integrity Australia back in September of last year.
Taron Thomas, I want to ask you about him because I thought there was a sentence of 18 weeks, but that obviously was at the start of the week, and that it hasn't come from the AFL, come from a journo. So do we know what Taron's penalty is?
No, we don't, Bill. The best way to deal with this one is now, there's certainly been a conditioning of the North Melbourne Footy Club that it's going to be a sizable sanction. Now, what that looks like is yet to have its finality attached to it. I mean, Tom Morris said it was 18 weeks. He said that had come from the commission. It hasn't gone through that process at this stage. I've got no doubt the commission has had an opinion on it.
Yep.
But again, these things can take time. There's a lot of scenarios and a lot of issues role played out. It's still in that zone as far as I read it. It could be washed through the system and 18 weeks is applied. It could be a 10, it could be 12. But at this stage, the AFL is saying it's not at that final point yet. And again, until it is, we won't know. But it is, though, Bill, and the way North Melbourne has now been preparing for some time since he was stood down in January.
Yeah,
they're going forward without him. And I don't see him playing for North Melbourne again, if at all, in the AFL system.
So, Damo, these are additional allegations on top of the ones last year.
Yeah, they're separate, Limo. They're totally removed from last year. That one played out through the actual court system, which had a finding, and this one is separate to that. This one, as far as I can tell, has not reached the law part of the investigation, but it is obviously under a respect and responsibility charter of the AFL, and the AFL Integrity Department has been all over it since early in this season, stood down not long after they got an awareness of it. And as such, he's not back in the system. And the way I read it, and others do, I'm not on my own on this, won't be for some time, if at all.
The Tasmanian AFL team, it's unfortunately looking a bit doubtful now. It's got political, hasn't it, Damo?
Yeah, it always was, Bill, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Yeah, I mean, and look, what the AFL's done, and I would argue this is cleverly negotiated and brokered. There is no license to be given unless that stadium is built on its terms. And
with a roof.
Well, again, let's see how that plays out, but they have stated that is a desire. Mm. I reckon there might be a way out of it without a roof, but ultimately it has to be a new stadium in that part of Hobart, and we now know and have known from day one that there was not agreement on that on so many levels, and now within an election coming into the considerations as well now, and obviously social causes and issues which are more important to a lot of people, they are being the matters that are playing out. So we're certainly no closer. We're further away, the way I read it. And we still haven't had a sort of soil turned over because we haven't committed to the actual site itself nor the commitment to the full build. And we initially had a potential 2027 start date, if not then 2028.
Yeah.
It's not going to be in that time frame. And again, it's line ball in many people's eyes as to it actually ever happening.
Yep.
It was a good announceable, though, at the time.
It was a good announceable.
Announceable. We love those. On Utopia, Bill. We love an announceable.
Right.
Who cares if it happens? Just announce it. Yeah.
They had fanfare and all the superstars cut a ribbon from Tassie.
Yeah, get everyone down there.
You probably could do a whole episode or a whole series on that particular topic, couldn't you, I reckon, Lima?
We did do an episode on it 10 years ago, believe it or not.
Yeah, I know. I have caught up with that, yes.
Now, Damo, we're in for a brand new season 2024. And I'm in a few Hawthorne WhatsApp groups.
Here we go.
And they've asked me collectively, along with the Hawk faithful, to ask you.
Yes.
Your dislike of the Hawthorne Football Club. Will you be wearing it like, last year you wore it like a badge of honour, will you be more subtle in 2024?
It's a fresh start, Limo. What I will say, I was absolutely proven 100% right last year. I was validated in my opinion with what I said, and you won less games than you did the previous year with an extra game to play, and you did trade out a bloke who got votes officially in Norm Smith medal voting. So I don't back away from that, Limo, but we're prepared, and you finished 16th, third last. I'm prepared, though, to have a clean slate. I'm not sure the Hawthorn supporters want a clean slate, though. I think they're still wanting to fight. And I got invited to a function. You're not a Hawks insider. You're above the Hawks insiders, aren't you?
I'm not. So I'm not connected with that particular group, no. Hawks insiders, but I believe they did invite you to, was it a podcast recording or something, Damo?
I've had a regular invite to that. There's a function coming up, which I've been invited to, but I can't go. I've got a double booking. I do, Bill. I'm on Footy Classified on a Wednesday night when the function's
sure,
on.
Sure, Damo.
Well, I might not have gone anyway, Bill, but I find a good excuse.
Hey, right. Well done, mate. We look forward to having you on every Monday through the footy season with your beard and your island up there on your head.
And the midweek rub and the Saturday rub and the Friday huddle.
He's not doing all that.
Oh, absolutely.
All of that.
Jeez, yeah.
Is Jim coming back or is Limo?
No. Jim's not coming back till 2025.
He's loving it up on Lizard Island.
Quick thoughts on his Lizard Island social media post, Damo?
I missed that, Ramsey.
Quick thought on his social media post.
Well, I've lost my Instagram account. I know what I've lost. But is this the one you're referring to? Him in the water?
Yes.
I caught up with that today. Yeah, he's back though. He rang me yesterday, and he's back in the land of the living, the real world. Yeah.
He thinks he knows everything about the Tasmanian team.
Well, you know everything about everything.
Oh, he does.
And still, Bill, never been wrong.
Never been wrong. Never bad one, never been wrong.
Thank you as always, Damo.
Thank you, mate.
Be part of the Rush Hour family. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X at Triple M Rush Hour.
All right, let's get some phones happening on 133353. Mm-hmm. Rams, what have we got to give away here, by the way?
What about a double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour at Rochford Wines, Yarra Valley, Sunday the 17th of March. Ticketmaster.com.au. Susie Quattro.
Susie.
Cheap Trick. John Stevens. And a hell of a lot more.
You got some work to do, though.
Yes,
I've got a question for you. Bill, on the weekend, I was chatting with, did a gig with Merrick Watts, as I mentioned, down in Launceston.
Yes, the car. Couldn't start the Tesla.
Grapes of Mirth.
Couldn't start the Tesla.
What do you call it?
Grapes of Tesla.
Tesla. Yep.
Mez, in conversation on Saturday night, said to me, I said something about Seinfeld. He goes, nah, don't rate it. Never liked it.
Mm.
I said, what?
Yes.
Seinfeld?
I like it.
I've never in my life met anyone who doesn't love the TV show Seinfeld. And he's like, nah, don't rate it. Not into it.
Mm. Yeah, good. I've never watched it.
You've never watched Seinfeld?
No. No, like bits. I've never watched the, from the start to the finish, right. One episode. No.
Well, it's one of the greats for me. So that's led us to today's question, which is
what
do you dislike that everyone else loves?
Oh.
What or who? I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
You dislike Matt Damon?
I dislike Matt Damon.
How? Yes.
Why?
You heard me correctly.
Why?
Matt, it turned for me when he started doing those crypto ads.
Oh.
Remember he's doing crypto ads?
Mm.
Fortune favors the brave was the big thing, trying to convince people to buy crypto. Oh. Let me give you some maths. When he started doing those ads in October 2021, Bitcoin was at $60,000.
Yes.
Right, so he's going buy. Fortune favors the brave. 2 months later, you know what? Bitcoin was at?
It wasn't that
$20,000, a third.
So are you speaking through the hip pocket because you bought Bitcoin?
No, I didn't buy any, right. But I bet he pocketed plenty. And he goes, oh no, but I got all the this is true. He goes, no, all the money I got, I gave to charity.
Oh.
Yeah, what about all the money that everyone lost because they invested because you told them to your tool?
What about rabbits? You've got something weird.
I really, really dislike tomato sauce. I can't have it.
Say that again.
I do not like tomato sauce.
That's not,
on anything.
I'm not having that, Rabs.
Well,
everyone loves tomato sauce.
Well, not clearly not everyone.
So if you get a snag in bread, what do you put on it?
Nothing.
Do you have barbecue sauce?
No.
Do you have lasagna? Wow. What do you put on it?
Well, that's different. That's passata. That's tomato paste and tomato sauce are different.
No, I put tomato sauce on. I love tomato sauce.
On lasagna?
Yeah.
Well, you get a pie, what do you put on it?
Nothing.
Nothing on a pie.
Yeah. Hot dog, I put mustard on because you can't have a hot dog without anything on it. That's a bit weird. But
you're weird.
All right. Bill, have you got one?
No.
Okay. 133353 is our number. What do you dislike that everyone else loves?
A double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour to win, if you don't mind. This is Triple M's Rush. You still got none, Bill?
I can't think. I'm looking here. Avocado. Oh, I like avocado.
JB, Bill, and Limo.
This is the show where sport meets stupid. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy, and special guest host, Limo.
133353, we're asking.
We are asking the question, what do you dislike that everyone else loves?
And tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce for Rabsy over here.
Can't get over
Can't have it.
I'm Matt Damon. Can't stand him since the crypto ad. Still love the Bourne films, by the way.
Yeah, they're good. They're on every week.
I watch them on the way to Abu Dhabi. They're fantastic.
The Bourne films are magnificent. So we're putting it out there. Troy in Wheelers Hill, what do you dislike that everyone else loves? Troy?
Cheese on a cheeseburger, on a burger.
Cheese?
Cheese. Melted cheese on a burger is terrible.
Oh,
that's why the Whopper comes without cheese.
Oh, there it is. There you know who agrees with you on that one, Troy? My 7-year-old son.
Don't
he
like
can't stand cheese on the burger.
But melted Leather cheese. Man. What about a ham and cheese?
No, just do the ham.
Just do the hair.
Spaghetti in a jaffle.
Oh, no.
Yuck.
Oh, you got to have
cheese.
You got to have cheese.
You've
got to have cheese in your life.
Yeah, yep.
Thank you, Troy. Luke, good morning, good afternoon. What do you hate that everyone else loves?
Yeah, good morning, boys. unpopular because it's Triple M, but Metallica.
Oh.
We got any?
We have heaps, but yeah.
Someone could be driving off the road now, Luke.
Exactly.
What is it about Metallica you don't like?
They're just shit, mate. They're not good.
You should be a music review.
Too loud or what?
No, not too loud. It's just crap.
Right,
I don't know. There's something about it.
Right, he's allowed his opinion. Yeah, Lukey boy.
We'll get something together for you.
We'll get something together.
Aaron's there in Frangers. G'day, Aaron.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, mate. What do you dislike that everyone else loves?
The bloody Irwin. Terry, Bindi, Robert, and even Steve. I can't stand them.
Oh,
well, Steve's not with us. But Robert's going to be interesting hosting the jungle.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Yes.
I'll bring back Chris Brown. I'll turn it off.
Actually, he looks like Chris Brown a bit when they're in a suit. Have you seen him in a suit? They actually look.
He does a little
bit. Is that rumour true about they can't have any more concoctions or juices or drinks that we used to have, like the...
I think
the penises of the.
Is there like a. I think that is true.
There is a bit of a rumour doing the rounds that all those drinks you can't have anymore.
That there'll be
No
more of those
they
weird.
They are yuck. They're still in my guts.
No more weird animal parts. The ones annoying. I mean, the enthusiasm can get a bit too much. Thank you, Aaron. Tim in Kyabram, what do you hate that everyone else loves?
Boys, I have no way enjoyed the show Friends.
You used to watch Friends, did you? That is controversial.
Nah, couldn't get my head around it. They had fake laughs on the show, and then obviously that bloke in America passed away, you know, a little while ago, and yeah. everyone was devastated. I don't even know who he was.
Matthew Perry's a big thing.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him. So you never watched it, Timmy?
No. Mate, if you walk into a room and it's on, walk straight back in.
There we go. All right. Thank you, Tim. This is what we're looking for. Christine in Strathmore, what do you hate that everyone else loves?
Hi, guys. I don't like avocado.
Oh, now that is controversial.
I can understand that.
People love it just on toast. And what's wrong with it, Christine?
I just don't like the taste. The texture's revolting. It's just so overrated.
I'll tell you what, you're saving a bit of money there hating avocados, by the way, Christine.
I think I am. I'll stick to the Vegemite.
Yeah. They weren't a COVID-friendly vegetable, that one.
No.
Because everyone squeezes every single avocado.
Why is that the go-to for if you want to buy a house, stop buying avocados? Surely there's more expensive things.
You would.
Oh, I think it's just a saying. Like, yes. I don't know if you take it real, like it's real thing. You
stop buying cars. stop buying cars. You can't
take
afford.
It real, yeah. Bill.
I don't think you'd say, "Oh, we can't buy a house because I'm still eating avocado."
Take it literally, you
yeah,
mean?
Literally. Yeah, that's cool. The word.
No worries.
Thank you, Christine. Jimmy in Rosedale.
Oh, Jimmy.
How you going there, boys?
Now we're going to ask you this question: what do you dislike that everyone else loves?
I hate Game of Thrones.
Oh no. Did you watch the first few early episodes?
No, I didn't, mate.
Oh,
I was
no, you
just trying to watch a bit of it. Yeah. And I thought it was not too bad until the bloody dragon started flying around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was that took to it to it, another man. Level, didn't it? You know, Jimmy, so initially with Game of Thrones, I was watching it with my wife and I watched the first two episodes and I thought, can you introduce any more characters into this?
Mm-hmm.
It was the most confusing thing I've ever seen.
There's a bit going on, too.
It's a bit going on, but I hung in there.
There's a fair bit going on. There's a fair bit going on there, especially when it got to the intimate scenes.
Well, oh, yeah, and then that witch they tried to burn. Yeah. She walked out. And it was all right early, and then I dropped off it a bit. the skeletons or whatever they couldn't kill. They were a bit
the over. White Walkers?
Yeah,
the White Walkers.
Over the top, those, but you couldn't kill them. It's off.
It makes for an unfair fight.
How good is Bill's synopsis? Couldn't kill them, piss off.
And then they dragged the dragon out of the water, remember? They got it going. Right. Just fired it up again.
They rejigged the dead dragon.
They rejigged it. Brought it back to
Mark
life.
Packenham's going to round us out. I can't believe
we got another one.
All right. Hey, Mark, what do you hate that everyone else loves?
Hey, guys, two things. One, I hate garlic. I mean, it's only the smell and the taste. That's all I got against it.
Yeah.
And curries. I can't stand them. And the main thing, the major thing was I married a bloody Indian woman.
Oh, no.
And
jeez.
So how do you get around there? Because I imagine she loves a curry, Mark.
No, yeah, we just got divorced. It was easier.
Oh no.
Mark.
Some curries are magnificent. You got to have a good curry.
Oh, I love a good curry. Absolutely love one. Well, Bill, who's getting the bickies here?
Well, that's a good topic again. Well done, Limo. There was one there we liked. Rebsy.
Oh, we've got the Metallica, the Irwins.
Where are we going?
Friends.
You tell me.
Yarra Valley. let's go with Timmy, who doesn't like Friends. Everyone likes Friends, don't they?
Hey, Timmy, you are heading along to the Red Hot Summer Tour at Rochford Wines in the Yarra Valley, mate.
Oh, you absolute ripper, fellas. Thank you.
No worries.
Good on you, Tim. And special guest appearances by David Swimmer and Jennifer Aniston today. So you can say hi to them.
JB, Billy and Limo. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
For the first time in a little while...
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Oh, welcome into the studio.
Hi.
Hello.
Had to run in here. I'm very excited.
Yes.
Some photos emerged. And I heard you talking about this yesterday on the Rush Hour.
Really?
Silly Jim that does the peace sign with no shirt on in Lizard Island. That's the worst photo you've seen. Nearly the worst photo we've seen Jim take. I think it is.
This will get back to him.
Good. He's a flog.
He's had a shocker, though.
What did you think, Hose, when you saw it?
It's a bit embarrassing.
I like that.
I was slightly jealous. You know, I'd like to be on a beach holiday. None of us can afford that, though.
Yes, no, not up there.
For people who, I mean, he's done a deal. I mean, you can read.
Lisa, the better half.
The better half would have pulled something together. Well, I love the music that he attached to the clip as well.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
Oh, what's this? Yeah.
Oh,
which I believe is that Jim's theme music, Bill.
That's it. When he comes into the room here every day, but he's got his shirt off, which he should never do.
Oh, he's in the water.
Yeah, but don't get photoed with it. Go under the water. And then he's got those aviators on. Oh, he's annoying sometimes, really.
How are you going to cope when he's back in a week and a half?
Well, we just get through. We don't talk. We're not friends.
Just battle on through.
So James put these photos up on his Instagram, but Beersy, I'm assuming it was Beersy. It wouldn't have been Jasper because he doesn't do anything.
That was Beersy.
That was Beersy.
Yes.
Oh, and Jasper's not listening. I would have said it to his face anyway. Yeah. But Beersy's put all these, using the photo of James where he's got the two fingers up, peace sign style, which you thought was stupid.
It is.
Mm. And Beersy's put James in other situations around the world, so the Eiffel Tower
and Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay.
All these things. Yep. And haven't the family loved it?
They are good.
Just some feedback.
Clears a throat.
Cal Butler. Someone asked Jim, "Hey Jim, how many days do you actually work each year?" Because he has to hold two fingers up.
Peace sign up too. Good work.
Blake Mack, "Hey Jing, what's Fats IQ?" Two.
Yeah, not
as funny.
You didn't have to read that. Right. No.
Maurice is asking, "How many inches?" Two.
Oh, we like
this is
that.
Good stuff. Yeah, good stuff from the family.
Oh, they're clever.
Somebody called Billy's Adventure says, "Who drinks white wine in the ocean for?" I can't swear, can I?
No.
Massive flog areas, Jimbo. Yes. Jimbo.
Jimbo. Jimbo.
Yeah. Adam Steger says, if you put flog into Google, I'm sure this picture will be there.
Yes, that was good.
Andrew Holmes says, more holidays than Madonna. Dead set bludger.
Dead set bludger.
Bludger. I haven't heard bludger for a while. Michael Parker says, that's cock to me.
Oh, we like that. Someone said he was having a wee.
Oh, really?
In the beach there while he's just sitting.
That's like what you do, though.
No, you don't.
So he's holding the fingers up, right? Mm. Maybe one of the questions is, hey, Jim, are you doing a number one or a number two?
Oh. Jerry Diggler says, no Riz here, no Riz.
Yes, because he thinks he's got Riz, yes.
But he doesn't. But there's a photo that I might share on the Instagram page from Damon, who said, after yesterday's and today's show and Bin's calling Jing a flog, I couldn't help myself but make this. Because you were talking about the equestrian rider who was wearing a mankini. And you reminded everybody that James wore a mankini on the footy show.
That's right.
So Beersy style, Damo has put James's head with the two fingers up in the mankini from the footy show. Oh, good work, Damo.
He actually walked onto stage in that when he was president at North.
See, I'm looking at the picture now of him and the mankini. He's stuffed something down the front there, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did.
He's packaged himself up.
Socks.
Oh, he did.
He did. He really did.
North socks?
Big woolly socks.
Explorers.
Explorers, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm zooming in. He could have trimmed around the edges too, if you don't mind.
Well, it's back in the day. Back when you had a couple of spider's legs hanging out.
Wallies.
What's it?
The koala ears.
Just to say, he's got Guy Sebastian down his pants.
We on air?
Someone called Jim's mowing.
Jim's mowing. Yeah,
that's it.
There we go.
Well done, Hose.
Okay, good stuff, Hose. When's he? Is he coming back in? How long?
Allegedly, Monday week.
Yeah,
Monday week. Right. Okay.
Can you just be on standby though?
I'll be waiting. Call me.
Thank you, Rose. Hey, your chance to win a double pass to see Pearl Jam. Tickets stuck on sale till Friday. Your chance coming up after 5 on the
Is
rush.
That you ready, Vetter?
It's a what?
Sorry you didn't see him.
Well, hang on. Who was that?
Eddie Vedder.
Is that Eddie Vedder?
Yeah.
Was it?
That's how he sounds. He doesn't open his mouth.
You sound like an English detective.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless and special guest host, Limo. Stream the show live or grab the daily podcast anytime. Just download the Listener app, LASTNR.
All thanks to our mates at Makita Tools.
Oh, how good are they?
They're unbelievable.
The next-gen power tools. Have you checked out, Bill, Makita's XGT range, just by the way?
Yeah.
It's like stepping into the future of power tools, 40-volt and 80-volt max. That's some serious juice for any project.
I wouldn't trust you with an 80-volt, Bill.
Oh, no, I love it. That's me. I am an 80-volter. Power without limits, it's called, with Makita XGT. It's all about the power without limits. Whether you're a professional on the job or tackling a DIY project at home, these tools just don't hold back.
That's right, Makita XGT, the professional choice for cordless convenience, unmatched performance and power without limits.
Be part of the Rush Hour family. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X at Triple M Rush Hour.
If we look at the TV screen, the T20 game is about to kick off in Wellington at the...
Cake tin.
At the cake tin.
It's not very full.
New Zealand have won the toss.
It's an empty cake tin at the moment.
It's an empty cake tin.
No ingredients in there.
No flour. No egg.
No one's lifting.
I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe is Uber delivering cakes maybe to the...
Might have to.
Steve Smith has been left out of the Australian side.
Yes. Is that controversial?
Don't know.
It's a strong lineup that we looked at.
The top three.
We were looking at the team.
It's pretty cool. Warner, Marsh. Yeah. And then Maxwell. So that's not bad.
Max, not a bad
Tim David, right there. Matt Short. It's pretty bit.
It
pretty
is
deep.
A good side.
Mm. Pretty strong. Hey, shall we do a hump day quiz?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, of course, because it's always very good. Oh,
well, last week there was this moment.
We got Tommy there. G'day, Tommy.
How are you, fellas? You doing good?
We're good. Yeah, how good, are you?
Mate. Oh, yeah, pretty pumped up. Excited for the quiz.
You're looking for a bit of work, Tommy?
Yeah, that's it. Something in the banking industry, customer service. So that's something that I'm looking forward to getting into. At the moment, I'm a stay-at-home son.
Stay-at-home son. That's not bad, Tommy.
Right, okay.
That's good. Then his parents rang the next day.
Then he was looking for work, and the dad happened to be listening and thought, oh, that young fella sounds nice. I'll give him a job. And then he realised it was his own son.
What about the prize for the hump day quiz?
What now? Righto. Five questions, of course. Whoever wins this.
Triple M presents Pearl Jam live on their Dark Matter World Tour. Special guest, the Pixies, if you don't mind, playing Marvel Stadium November 16. Tickets are on sale Friday.
Oh, good.
So you'll have tickets 2 days before anyone else.
You can win a double pass right now to Pearl Jam and the Pixies at Marvel Stadium for November. On Bill's Hump Day Quiz.
Right.
Call through now. 133353.
This is the show where sport meets stupid. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo.
Right now, two lucky Triple M Rush Hour listeners are going to fight it off with some Pearl Jam tickets.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much, Maddie. Looking forward to this. Two very good competitors. We go to Roscoe in Bundoora. G'day, Roscoe.
G'day, Fat. G'day, Limo. G'day, Redley.
Hello, g'day, Roscoe. What are you up to, Roscoe?
Hey, what do you do?
Just at the end of the day's work driving truck around Melbourne. So.
What's on the back?
Lots of freight. I don't know what's in there, Billy. I don't open the boxes myself, but...
All right, just throw them out.
Oh, very good. Who's your team, Roscoe?
Tigers, man.
Jack Graham. Very shortly. Stay tuned for that one.
What's Dusty going to do this year, do you reckon, Roscoe?
I think he'll do well under our new coach, and I think the boys will kick off with a win up on the Gold Coast. And
Against the old coach.
Show Hardwick who's in charge this year.
Yeah, that'll be interesting round one game. Are you a Pearl Jam fan?
I'm not a massive fan, but I know my son would love me to win tickets to go, so he'd be quite excited.
Well done, Roscoe. Mm-hmm. And Bailey's there. G'day, Bailey.
How are you, boys? Hey, Billy.
How are you, buddy? You're from Marshall?
Yeah. Just down the highway there, yep.
Just out of Geelong on the way to Barwon Heads.
Yeah, very nice. Are you a Catters fan, Bailey?
I am a big Cats man.
Ooh. Who's Bailey from all the years? Over all the years, who's your favourite ever?
Ever.
Oh, favourite ever. I'd have to go Joel Salwood, childhood favourite.
Really? You realise there's a Geelong player on the other end of the phone.
No, we love Joely. You're going to go round one, St Kilda, or 40,000 in the house?
I would love to go round one, absolutely.
Stadium ready?
Unfortunately, we don't have tickets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Righto, you know how this works, boys. Standing room. Yeah, I know. There's a standing room there.
Bailey, they've been spoken about this a bit, the standing room section they put in. Would you watch standing room? Would that be your preference?
Yeah, I'd go standing room. I've had some great times in the standing room.
Yeah. See, that's what the fans want.
I like it.
Yeah. And it was built for them. So that'll be very good. Righto, here we go. All right. Five questions. Normally best out of five wins.
Stadium was built for the fans, you reckon, Bill?
Stadium was built for the fans.
Yeah, obviously.
Exactly. And they will come.
Yes.
They've built it and they will come.
All right.
Righto. Roscoe, you're Roscoe. Bailey, you're Bailey. Right, here we go. To the nearest thousandth. Mm-hmm. How many fans went to see Tay-Tay?
Yes, Roscoe.
288,000.
Who went to see Tay-Tay at the MCG on a nightly basis?
So that's two. Well, that's 288, but we're going to the nearest.
Yeah, 1,000. There was the same number every night. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Bales?
Bailey?
I'm going to go
296. 296. Well, I'll tell you what. No one. You could have got some good odds on Roscoe winning that.
I know. So there was 96 Friday, 96 yes. Saturday, 96
Was it
Sunday.
Nearest to pin, though? Or you're just not going to give it to anyone?
No, because they didn't answer it.
You said to nearest.
1,000.
Oh,
how many
right.
fans went to Tay-Tay on a nightly basis? No, Roscoe jumped in early. You went off early again, Roscoe.
That was bloody stupid, Billy.
Righto. Score?
It's 0 to Roscoe, 0 to Bailey.
Which Melbourne venue will Pearl Jam be playing their Dark Matter tour?
Bailey.
Yes, Bailey.
Bailey.
Marvel Stadium.
Well done. You've been listening,
Coming
Roscoe?
Out in November 16, tickets on sale Friday, Bill.
Oh, thank you, Rabbits.
That's one to Bailey, none to Roscoe.
Yes. All right. It's only early, and Roscoe, he can sing. So this is where we like Roscoe here, because Pearl Jam's Melbourne concert on sale this Friday. Now, you've got to sing the next line in your best Eddie Vedder voice, okay? So you've got to sing it in the best Eddie Vedder voice. So we're going to play a bit of Pearl Jam's song here, and you're going to finish it off. You're going to go first, Roscoe. Come on.
Sorry I didn't see him, but I'm glad it's all.
Oh. Ah, yeah, I'm still alive for a while. Yeah, oh, I'm still alive.
Nice, Roscoe.
Nice.
That was good.
That had Eddie Vedder energy.
You knew the words and everything. Yeah. Righto, Bales.
Good stuff.
Here's Bailey.
Sorry I didn't see him, but I'm glad it's all. I'm still in love.
Righto, you're the judge, Limo.
Bailey sounded a bit like he jammed his toe in the car door.
For a long time.
But you had a go, Bailey, and I applaud that, but I'm going to have to give it to Roscoe.
Yeah, well done, Roscoe.
One each.
Hey. One each. This is good. So it's a ring-a-ding-ding-ding-ding. This surprised us yesterday. Who are Australia's men's cricket team playing in a T20 right now?
Roscoe.
Gee, that was close.
That was close. What?
Anyone out there?
No, Limo.
Was it Roscoe? I feel like Bailey might have just pipped Roscoe.
Righto.
Bailey?
New Zealand.
Yeah. New Zealand. We had a clue. That was a clue.
Raps.
He's not sharing it with anyone.
You're going to share that sheep? Sharing it with anyone.
Stop it.
Right, here we go. Another question.
It's two to Bailey, one to Roscoe. You need this one,
Come on, Roscoe.
Come on.
If someone is having a purple patch, are they in a run of good form or bad form?
Roscoe. Bailey.
Oh, that was Roscoe. Yes, Roscoe.
Good form.
Yeah.
It's 2-2. This is
two
it.
All.
This is for the win.
Here we go, for the win.
All right.
He's got the newspaper.
No, we're right. Just let all it out. What word for trimming back a tree or bush can also be a type of a dried plum?
Roscoe.
Yep. Roscoe.
Tree or bush, you trim that back and it's a dried plum.
Oh no, Bailey.
I actually didn't hear the question, but I'm going to have a punt. I heard dried plum, so I'm going to say prune.
Yes! Oh. Well done.
Well done, mate.
A prune, of course, if you trim back a bush or a tree.
You just want to say bush, don't you?
I know, and it's a dried plum. You prune it back.
Well, Bailey, you have won tickets to Pearl Jam's Dark Matter World Tour.
All right, Roscoe.
Special guests, the Pixies playing Marvel Stadium November 16th. You'll be there? You'll be there, Bob?
I'll be there. Thanks, team. Boy, that's awesome.
Well, well done. Good well boy played. From Geelong there, Marshall.
By the way, tickets go on sale Friday. You have to be registered to buy tickets. And make sure you register to buy tickets on Friday for Pearl Jam's Dark Matter World Tour.
What about our mate Roscoe? Find him something.
Yes, Roscoe, oh, you win a Makita XGT
prize pack.
How good's that?
Thanks, boys. I had a brain fade
and that
bloody prune.
Prune back.
What are you prune, Bill?
The bush or the tree, whatever, you know, you get out and prune it back, or it's a dried fruit. So good plum. Question, Fat.
Can you prune your plums?
Well, you couldn't.
Hey, by the way, Limo, I reckon that we're feeling a bit generous.
Yeah.
So tomorrow.
Oh, listen to Rab's built this up.
I think we've got two more double passes to Pearl Jam.
Oh, no.
Yes, a Dark Matter World Tour.
No, Ryan. Come on, Ryan.
Two more Pearl Jam tickets to give away on tomorrow's show. Bill, how are we going to give them away?
Oh, think of something.
Oh, great.
Leave it to Beaver.
JB, Billy and Limo. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
By the way, all thanks to Makita XGT, the professional choice for cordless convenience, unmatched performance and power, Limo without limits.
I just want to do a quick shout out to my son, who is at swim lessons right now, Bill.
Oh, good. Laddie,
he's at swim lessons. He missed last week.
Oh, why?
Because he turned up with his mother to the swim centre, which I won't name, by the way.
Yeah.
But he turned up.
To the swim pool.
Kel walked in and she's like, gee, it's quiet here tonight, you know. No kids, no noise or anything. And she went to reception and they said, oh, sorry, swim lessons have been cancelled. And girl goes, why? And the bloke goes, there's a code brown.
Oh, no. Polly Waffle.
Someone's dropped the nugget in the pool.
Must have been a good one.
I tell you what. She goes, so we just left. I'd torch the joint. I'd never get back in that pool ever again.
Ah, bit of chlorine.
That'd be it for. Do you reckon they just scoop it out and put extra chlorine in?
Oh, of course. So they're not draining the bloody pool for a bloody polywaffle.
You're not draining the pool.
You're not draining it, no.
My mate was a lifeguard at a local pool, and he said it happens a lot more than what you think.
Yeah. Really?
Apparently it happens quite often. People doing bombs and
just... Oh, really?
Pops out when they
it
do
pops
a...
pops out, because there's a sign.
A peg leg.
There's a sign at my local pool, which isn't the same one my lad goes to.
How many pools you got out there?
Yeah, there's a few out our way. But there's a sign that says, if you have diarrhea, don't get in the pool. Who needs that sign? What sort of a person...
Ooh,
he's running a dodgy guts and goes, oh, I'd go for a dip.
I'd like to go for it. If I had diarrhea, it'd be nice. Water.
Bill.
Let it go.
You can't do an aqua bog at a pool.
Oh, buddy.
Code brown just doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't sound right.
Sounds like a Stephen King novel.
Get back on the horse.
Jack Graham.
Anyway, good luck to the young fella who's there right now.
Two-time Richmond Premiership star Jack Graham joins us next on the Rush Hour.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and special guest host, Limo. Stream the show live or grab the daily podcast anytime. Just download the Listener app, LISTNR.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB Bill with Limo, and we are joined, Bill, by Richmond Premiership star.
Two-time
Premiership star, Jack Graham.
Jack Graham, he's side lead by 13, runs around and gets to about 51 and unloads, just like Joey said, huge kick by Graham, massive goal for the Tigers.
Gave it to the fast one and down the outside here, and Graham went to rip from 50 to an open goal square.
This is a huge moment in the grand final. Jack Graham leads back on it.
Oh, it's a nice little highlights reel for Jack Graham. Welcome to the show, mate. Where are you on this Wednesday afternoon?
Howdy, boys. Just leaving the club. Knocked off. So, nice afternoon.
What have you done today? Was it the photos day or filming day or something like that?
Yeah, photos and filming. So, a little bit of trading in the morning and then about 2 hours worth of photos in the afternoon. So, the boys can't sit still for too long, so it turns out to be a bit messy.
Hey, when it comes to the team photo, Jack, which of your teammates is the one that spends half the morning in front of the mirror just getting himself perfect for the team photo?
Oh, Noah Cumberland.
Oh.
Right.
Noah.
He loves looking at himself in the mirror.
Do they? See, the Cats one, they brought in all their kids, and there's a few kids there, so yeah, they... And that would have gone on. And imagine if you didn't have kids, you'd be going, yeah, right.
Wrap it up.
Did you have Have you got many kids and mums and dads down there at Richmond, Jack?
Yeah, there's a couple. I think they might have done them separately, though, not as the whole team. So, yeah, I think we might have saved, 10 or 15 minutes there.
Right. So Noah Cumberland spends the most time. Who spends the least time? Who could not give a stuff how they look?
Our man, Jack.
Maybe the big fella, Toby Nankervis. He doesn't care. He just rolls in and has to do a photo shoot here and there.
Good stuff.
The captain.
Yeah, he doesn't spend too much time in the mirror, I reckon.
How does a captaincy work? So you all get a bit of paper, do you? You write down who you want to be captain, and then it goes to the coach?
It's just a bit of, not just to the coach, maybe football department, and then I think us players also have a bit of a vote and a bit of a say, the senior players, so... just works out through who we kind of vote for. It's a voting system.
Yeah, the most liked.
Most liked, and who we really want to be the captain of our football club.
Yeah,
very nice. Hey, speaking of team photos, I hear that Adam Uze has taken down the 2017 Premiership team pick because he wants to. He says that's a bit old. We need to regenerate.
You're in that, Jack.
It's a good photo. Who said, obviously no disrespect or anything, but why don't we just try win our own one, which I reckon is a great idea. So, to have the hunger back and let's try aim for that. We haven't completely got rid of the photo. I think it's just in a different meeting room. So
it's in a wheelie bin. I saw it out the front on Punt Road.
It's up for sale.
If it's in a wheelie bin, I might try to go grab it.
Bloody hell. Do you have many posters at home, memorabilia, all that sort of stuff, your two premiership medals?
The missus or my fiancée, she's an interior design stylist, so she gets to stay with all the photos and all the pillows, so... I send all my stuff back home to the old man's bar room.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, speaking of pillows, don't tell me you're one of those blokes that have got 15 or 16 bloody pillows, the big ones that you never use on the bed.
Oh, it started like that, but I think I'm down to about 4 or 5.
Well done, Jack. We've got, in our house, Bill, I'm not even making it up, we've got 9
you on
our
bed at the moment. On the bed.
And the thing is, and Jack, you'll know this with your partner being an interior designer, it's all about the configuration.
Yeah.
And if you stuff the configuration up when you're making the bed, you get a proper grill.
You don't use them, mate. You throw them off, then you get up for a leak and trip over them.
Exactly. I say to my missus every morning, are you selling the house while I'm out? Is this an open inspection happening?
Hey, what's it like down there? Obviously, changing of the guard a bit. No Dimmer, of course, but no Jack Riewoldt, no Trent Cotchin. Got some young boys in there, new coach. Is it a bit of a new feeling?
Yeah, it definitely is. New faces, new voices, even like the additions of, Chris Newman and Jack Zeeble. They're great. So, it's a fresh vibe down there. Everyone's up and about, new terminology. So, really looking forward to the year.
Hey, well, Jack, hang around. We're loving chatting with you, and I know the Richmond fans love listening to it as well. I know you met a massive, massive, massive A-list star over the summer break. We want to talk about that next. And your new rugby league boom recruit as well. Don't go anywhere.
Be part of the Rush Hour family. Follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and X at Triple M Rush Hour.
Jack Graham from the Richmond Footy Club has stuck around. By the way, Richmond takes on Collingwood next week in a Charity Shield match as part of the preseason, and their fundraising from ticket sales for the Charity Shield is going to the Food Bank Limo. $10 for members, $20 for general admission, and Food Bank is feeding 57,000 Victorians every single day right now. So the money is going to a great cause.
There it is. Good on you, Richmond. Get involved there, everyone.
Well done, Tigers.
Now, who was the massive star you met last November, Jack? Got a photo. Did you get some hang time as well?
I was lucky enough to meet Robbie Williams. That's who you're talking about?
Yes, yes.
To be completely honest, the only reason I met him is because I was hanging around Tom Lynch.
Right, okay. So Tommy went up there with his stupid moon boot on.
he might have been out of it by that stage for once.
I've known him for 3 years. I've never seen him without a moon boot on. It's unbelievable. I reckon he played with it.
He plays with it on.
He plays with it on. So did Tom go up to Robbie, did he?
There might have been a connection through... Right. Someone down there, and there was rumours around that we might be able to meet him. So, like I said, I just kind of stuck around Lynchy and was waiting to see whatever happened, and I might have got my face in the photo.
And you went to New York, I see.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, got over to New York. You were actually over there, weren't you, Bill?
I was, mate. I had the family over there. Did you go to the basketball Christmas Day?
Yep. Yeah, that was Madison Square Garden. That was a pretty cool experience.
Good win by the boys, the locals, actually. They had about three left-handers that just shot the house down. Did you ride a bike through Central Park?
I ticked that one off, yep.
Oh, that's what I did.
On the same trip. What about a horse and cart around Central Park?
No, you don't do that.
Oh, I might have done that one.
That's lovers do all that stuff.
There we go. A Broadway show. Did you take in a Broadway show?
Yeah. Yep, went in, what would we say? The Lion King.
There we go, very nice.
Oh, what did I see that one rude?
I don't know.
Churchgoers.
Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon. Did you smell all the beautiful smells down the main streets of New York, Jack?
Yeah, there's plenty of smells down the main streets, I reckon. But old Joe's Pizza, you give that a go?
No, don't eat pizza. No good for me, Jackie boy. But that was good over there. Now tell me, you still got the camel toe or the camel on the interchange bench at Punt Road?
I think we might have swapped it for a couple of tigers last week.
What was the deal with the camel there?
High performance manager Luke Meehan, he wanted us to, you know, think of like a camel, how they can go days without water and, you know, push through the heat and the
challenges.
The long sessions of pre-season. So, yeah, it was a good, you know, mindset. But, you know, every time you'd be busting for a drink, think of a camel. And to be honest, I think a few of the boys were just thinking about a thirsty camel.
Oh, not bad, Jackie. Good boy.
Good stuff there, Jack. Well done. Ian, tell us about your rugby league recruit, Bill. Who is it?
Michaela. The big boy. He's a big boy, Jack.
Yeah, no, he's... you don't want to get in the way of him with the rugby background. Even on the weekend, he might have lined up a couple of boys. But, no, he's been great, you know, all over the preseason, given everything he's got. And, he deserves his spot on the list. And, yeah, it's going to be one hell of a story for him how it started.
Well, you'd know if he tackles you, Bill.
Oh, my one. Bang. He was on the Melbourne Storm list for a couple of years. Yeah. Are you the best player to come out of Tea Tree Gully?
Luke Brown from the Crows.
So you got him. You got him, Jackie boy. Who else
we got? You put me on the spot. I can't remember.
There's bound to be a couple more from Tea Tree Gully.
Yeah.
No, there is. I don't reckon I've still got a few years up me sleeve.
Now, I want to ask you about Dusty, because we all love Dusty, and he's just been a bit quiet. Is he fit and ready to go? And if he plays midfield, he could have an outstanding year.
Yeah, definitely. He's he's, you know, fit and ready to go. He'll play this Tuesday night. He's had a great preseason. You know, he does some things where you just think, geez, how's he done that? Or, you know, he's got about four blokes on him and somehow gets out of it. So, yeah, really looking forward to him. And, he can have a really big year. And who knows? Sky's the limit for that bloke. He's pretty talented.
Bloody oaf. Tea Tree Gully footballers here. Sean Makers, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Daniel Gorringe, the only thing rhymes with orange. It is. Nothing else that rhymes with orange.
No, just Gorringe.
Go on, think of something.
Go, Morringe?
No. Luke Brown, Jack Graham and Cooper Morley. So you've got them all. You are two-time premiership player, should have been three. Hey, what about round one? We're looking forward to round one. Round zero.
You're talking about round zero.
Sorry, I got it wrong. Round zero, up there against the old Dimmer.
Yeah, no, it'd be a good challenge. Head up there. It is what it is. Hopefully we can go up there and play a good brand and, give it to them, hopefully.
Will you? Dimmer had a good relationship with a lot of you boys.
Did.
Will there be a coordinated attack on the text in the days leading up to the game?
Maybe not. Oh, Jack Rewalt's not playing anymore, but if he was, hell, he'd be sending a few texts, I reckon.
Right. Exactly.
Very good. Well, Jack, we appreciate your time today, and We wish you all the best for season 2024.
Go Tigers.
And Tigers fans, get involved. Get me on your football club.
Yeah, the Charity Shield against Collingwood next week. All ticket sales go towards Food Bank. $10 for members, $20 for general admission. And Food Bank is feeding 57,000 Victorians every single day right now. Jack Graham from the Richmond Footy Club on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
This is the show where sport meets stupid. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo. Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, James Warple from the Hawthorn Football Club.
Warpedo.
Oh, the Thorpe, the Warpedo.
Warpedo? Injured?
No, he's Cherry Wright.
Well, he's the only one.
he is good to go. It could be just him and Luke Bruce at round one. But looking forward to chatting to him. And also, we are giving away more Pearl Jam tickets tomorrow as well.
Another double pass to give away.
Tune in for that. But, Bill, are you ready to roll?
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Throw it in.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Oh, who's the bloke that sent me these? I've got to say thank you. I'll work it out. Little Johnny was in class, Limo.
Oh, little Johnny makes me nervous,
yes,
perhaps.
Same. And the teacher said, "What does your father do, little Johnny?" "He's a magician." "Oh, how interesting is that? What's his favourite trick?" "Well, he saws people in half." "Wow, that must be amazing to watch, little Johnny. By the way, do you have any brothers or sisters?" "Yeah, I got one half brother and two half sisters." Thank you.
I'll pay that. No, I'll pay that.
I'm going to have a beer.
He's celebrating.
He's celebrating. He said it 6 months ago, but he's celebrating. It's it.
That is a classic mic drop right there. Straight
he's
out the door.
Strutting. He's strutting.
Thanks for coming, everyone. Don't forget to tip your waitress. Beer or weakness.
He's actually gone. He's completely gone.
I've just seen him drive past the window with his ass hanging out.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB, Billy and special guest host Limo. Thanks to Makita XGT, the professional choice for cordless convenience, unmatched performance and power without limits.